Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. It is indeed a sad thing, but religious teachers do not give the same answer to the most important question that one can ask. But the Bible teaches but one way to be saved. Both by direct commands and precepts and by examples, the Scriptures leave us without wondering how to come to Christ. The book of Acts has been called the book of conversions because therein we read of the conversion to Christ of several people, of the Jews on Pentecost, the Samaritans, the Ethiopian, Saul of Tarsus, Cornelius, Lydia, the Philippian jailer, and the Corinthians. Our study shall focus upon the conversion of Lydia, and just what was involved in her conversion, and what she and others did. Now from the Scripture, therefore, loosing from Troas, we came with a straight course to Samothracia, and the next day to Neapolis, and from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia and the colony. And we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken by Paul. And when she was baptized and her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. You can read this in Acts chapter 16, verses 11 through 15. First we see Paul and his company, which included Timothy and Silas and Luke and possibly some others, obeying the great commission of Christ to go and to preach the gospel to the whole world. And why preach? Why, it's because the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, Romans 1 and verse 16. It's because we are begotten by the word of truth, James 1 and verse 18. That the word is able to save us, James 1 and verse 21. Preach the word because the word is that incorruptible seed by which we are born again, 1 Peter chapter 2. The Holy Spirit had directed Paul to this city in a vision in Troas. Here, as in the cases of the Ethiopian and Saul himself, we see the Holy Spirit getting the preacher and the prospective Christian together so that the preacher might preach the word of salvation to the lost. It is important to note that the Holy Spirit did not come with a still, small voice to Lydia, nor was there any other kind of direct operation of the Holy Spirit upon her to her salvation. Those today who claim they're saved by a direct operation of the Holy Spirit, they have a different plan than that of which we read in the New Testament. There is no conversion apart from hearing of the Word, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and it is impossible to please God without faith, Hebrews 11:6. Paul went down by a river where he supposed there would be gathered some for prayer. Now, Paul usually would go into the synagogue of the Jews and find opportunity to preach, but there was no synagogue in Philippi. Paul himself, a Jew, knew that the Jews would seek out a relatively quiet place to worship on the Sabbath day, so he went looking for someone to whom he could preach the truth. Now, we want to note also that the Holy Spirit is again involved in the conversion of this woman, as the word was preached, because the word was given by and through the Holy Spirit. When the word is proclaimed, this is the way, dear friend, and this is the manner the Holy Spirit operates on the heart of those who hear it. And among those present at this prayer meeting was a woman named Lydia. And in passing, we might note the importance of attending every worship service. What if Lydia had been absent from this gathering? Would she have ever had the opportunity to hear the gospel and be saved? And how do you know but that the very service you choose to miss may be the one wherein something is said or done that may be just exactly what you needed most at that time to see you faithfully through some temptation or trial? something may be taught then that you would desperately need later in life that could mean the difference between heaven and hell. I say we run a risk, a needless risk, to waste, to deliberately be absent from any of the services of worship and the study of the Word of God. Can we afford to ignore such things? Let us look more closely at the person under consideration. Lydia was already a believer in God. She was obviously a devout person. It was not convenient to be in a strange city where there was no place of worship, but nonetheless she arranged to be faithful to her duty. She was a long way from home, her home being in Thyatira, some 300 miles distance. She was a Jewish businesswoman in a Gentile city. The Sabbath was a regular business day for the Gentiles. It would be costly for her to lose the trade that she might otherwise have gained on that day. But making money was not more important to her than worship. She did more than what some who profess to be Christians today. When it comes to making money, or taking vacations, or visiting friends, they put these things before worship to God. And this woman even brought others with her to this prayer meeting. She would not allow anything to come between her and what she considered her religious responsibility. And certainly before she ever met Paul, she was a woman of faith and of humility and devotion and prayer, and she had a keen sense of duty to God. And yet, she was not saved. Why? Because she was not in Christ. As Peter preached, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus had taught, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, John 14:6. Lydia was still lost. Even in spite of all of her good qualities, she was still lost, because she had not yet obeyed the gospel of Christ. And this is the reason Paul wanted to preach the gospel to her and to others. It is highly significant that in every single example of conversion in the book of Acts, with the possible exception of the Philippian jailer, and he was a religious man under the Roman system, in every single case the one converted was called upon to change religions. Some today balk at the idea of changing religions. And yet this is precisely what all of those who came to Christ had to do, of whom we read in the New Testament. Hearing the gospel is the first step toward coming to Christ. Her heart was opened to the things that she heard. It says the Lord opened her heart. The Lord opens the heart of all who eventually come to Christ. But how does the Lord open people's hearts? Listen, friend. He opens hearts by the preaching of the gospel, the persuasive story of His love. And those who hear open their hearts to the truth that they must obey. Only an open heart will receive the message of truth. Those who have closed their minds or hardened their hearts, refuse to listen, cannot and will not heed the things that they hear. There was no act of respect of persons here. The soil was cultivated to receive the seed of the kingdom. And when she heard it, she responded to it. The gospel is the way that deity appeals to man to be saved. And when it says she gave heed, now this means she did what she was instructed to do. People who hear must also heed. They must act in obedience to the commands of the gospel. Paul had preached. Lydia had come to know what she must do to be saved. Now it was up to her to either obey or reject what she had heard. The scripture says she attended to those things she heard, even through baptism. What was it that Paul could have preached? Well, we don't have the whole record of his sermon, do we? Nor where he started in the story of Christ. He could have begun with God's plan for the Jewish people that through them would come the Messiah for all mankind. He certainly would have preached the pre-existence of Christ, His virgin birth, His perfect life, and eventually about his death and burial and resurrection and ascension into heaven. He would tell her about the establishment of the kingdom on Pentecost and the judgment to come, and the plan of salvation as to what God has done to save man and what man must do as a man's part in God's plan for man's salvation. All of this and more is included in preaching the gospel of Christ. And surely he included the promises of forgiveness of sins and the hope of heaven after this life. Friend, notice, in every example of conversion in the book of Acts, people were baptized. As we read the scriptures on baptism, one is not surprised to learn that this was true. Baptism saves, 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. And it's not by the power of any water, but because in this way one gets into Christ, Galatians 3 and verse 27, reaching the shed blood that was shed in his death, Romans 6, 3 and 4. You can listen to some preachers preach, and they never teach the necessity of baptism, and they don't preach like Paul. And Lydia, having been baptized into Christ, she immediately began to practice the manner of life that characterizes one in Christ. She offered hospitality to Paul and to his preaching company. Later, after Paul had undergone persecutions for having preached the gospel in Philippi, her house was opened to them, where he was comforted by this newly formed congregation. But what did Lydia do exactly? What is it that people must do now to be saved? First, she heard the word. She believed the word. She obeyed the word. She lived the word. And what church did she join? Ah, dear friend, she joined no church. This is not because being a member of the church is unimportant and optional. It is because when she obeyed the gospel like others before her, she was added to the Lord's church, Acts 2 and verse 47. One does not do one thing to be saved and something additional and different to join some church. I know that she was not a member of any denomination, because none existed. But she was a member of the body of Christ, the church, the company of the saved. The way of salvation is before us in terms that are clear, they are plain, they are simple, they are easily understood. And the way is open even yet to all those who will do as she has done. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.